Oh, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
What up?
I want to say welcome to another episode with G-Man, the Geechee Savant, Gerard, the Swiss Army Knife of Podding, myself, Ro, and we are the Run and Tell That podcast, and this is episode 3. So tonight we're going to be talking about the trash you deal with or come across on the job, from coworkers to customers. From a steaming pile of garbage to the juice that dripped from the bottom of a trash truck.
God damn.
But before we get started, how was everyone's week?
Mine was pretty good.
Yep, me too.
Like the intro.
We already got a message. We already got a message from George.
All right.
Man, I'm trying to make my own podcast. Why they keep sending me the people? God damn.
Oh wow. But all right, I mean, yes, who wants to start off? I'm pretty good. You know, same bullshit.
this will be a safe space tonight.
And I appreciate that. I really do.
What about you, G-Man?
Well,
how was yours?
Well, my week was all right, man. You know, just another day at work. That's all. I mean, you know, one of the most important things that I've learned is that mirror that you carry around, everybody don't carry that mirror around. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, like, what you put in the work, a lot of people don't put in the work. What our parents and grandparents and uncle and aunt put into us, a lot of people don't put that into their work environment. So, my week was all right, man. I can't complain. You know, I can't complain at all.
Okay. What about yours, bro?
Yeah, pretty much was good. Can't complain. I mean, to G-Man point, work was work. You know, so. But I will say, it started good, ended good. Had some new things at the job that people are excited about. And closing some deals as well. So.
Congratulations.
Blessings up.
All right,
so
you know what? I think I need to go first. And the only reason why I think I need to go first is because I was, you know, I talked to you, I talked to you earlier. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm at home relaxing. I only had to work like 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? So went in early this morning, did the truck, came home. This afternoon I get a phone call. The guy that's supposed to close the department, yeah, he went home early. Said his sister fell out of the wheelchair and started bleeding. So he had to go home.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Mind you, this same sister got shot last week. I want to say a week or two before that, you know what I'm saying? He cut his finger and had to go to the emergency room. If you want to go a couple weeks before that, you know what I'm saying? He dropped one of the parts to the grinder. Because like I said, you know, I'm a manager, but I used to be a meat cutter. So then he had to go home early for that. And then one time he supposedly peed on himself. So it's like an endless thing for him. Yeah. And how do you work in the meat department and get nauseous? So I think he's pregnant. I think he's the first pregnant man. Yeah, he shows all the signs of a pregnant woman. So I just went ahead and wrapped all mine up in one little box. Then put a little ribbon on it. So yeah, that's how mine goes.
Maybe if he had a manager to guide him better. Mm. Think maybe that's it.
You can't guide lazy. You can't guide lazy. Lazy is just lazy.
That's right.
Okay, this is how the whole, like I said, I'm a manager in the meat department. So we're shorthanded. So it's only me and I have two clerks. One clerk is like 19. This is the one that he's always got something happening. And it's like, I felt bad because it was like, what I wanted to say to him was when he called me to tell me the situation, it's like, I don't know if I can believe you. But what I can say is you have the worst fucking luck on a Sunday. The busiest day of the week, you have the worst damn luck because there's always something.
Yeah.
So now I got to scramble, find somebody to cover his shift, or I got to cover it. So that's what I'm saying. So yeah,
maybe
I can't lead. I can't lead lazy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's not meant for the job, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they need to put him somewhere else.
You guys gonna have to actually circle the wagon, pin him where he's where he's comfortable at. And
I don't think he's comfortable anywhere.
Well, I mean, you never know. Now he could be a sanitational worker. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying I don't think he's comfortable doing that. I think he's comfortable at home because that's where he's always at. So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, true.
Because every day I'm calling Ro and I'm telling Ro what the fuck he done this that day. I think for me, it was the day that he came to work and went to one of the higher managers or whatever and was like, I got to go home. I peed on myself. I think that's what did it for me.
Hands tinkle, tinkle, down. Baby. Tinkle, tinkle.
Hands down. I think that's what basically done it for me.
Sound like he might need some Depends.
Sound like he needs another job. And then
maybe he got nauseous from the meat, and that made him piss on himself.
What meat? The meat cutter. I'm gone, so there's no meat being cut.
Maybe it's the after effects, the remnants that he see that's being displayed.
Yeah,
talk with me.
I can't. I normally do. I can't this time. Nah, and I got one more before I pass it on to y'all. Then my other meat clerk, he's late every day. Every day late. And when he calls out, his call outs are weird. It'll be like, he'll be like, dry, I'm not going to be able to come in. Okay, why you can't come in? Because I feel hot. What the fuck does that mean? Like, do you have a fever? Is that what you're saying? He's just like, I just feel hot. Okay, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that. What do I do with that? When we write that off on the calendar, you called out because you're hot.
Yeah.
I can't, there's nothing I can do with that.
He's saying his back is a little moist.
Well, my thing is too, man, how you can call out when you're hot? I mean, like,
no, he's, I mean, he said I'm hot.
Do he have some kind of like menopause or something? I mean, like, literally.
I don't know. I don't know where they find these male pregnant men that work back there with me. I don't know where they find them at. I know one thing. If that is the case, we need to go to Vegas because we're going to make some money.
I'm kind of concerned about him calling out while he's hot, though. That,
yeah. Somebody hot. That's what he said. Because he called out on. He called out on inventory. So, you know, inventory, that's a day I work 17 and a half hours. And yeah. I need him there to watch the counter for the customer so I can count.
Yeah.
And when he called out, he was like, yeah, I ain't gonna come in. I'm just hot. And then he called out for another inventory and he said, there's something in my ear. I don't know what it is. I'm going to the emergency room.
Well, I mean, maybe it's boat crap that that's in his ears. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. But yeah. But I'm so, done. I'm about to pass it. I'm about to pass it. Because there's no way. Oh, okay. Okay. What was the question?
Well, my question to you was like, how long have, you know, this been going on with him, you know?
Since the meat cutter we had, he had to leave and go work at the warehouse because he was rude. So we pulled that one from another department. So when they put him over there, because we needed a body. And I think that's where we messed up. We just needed, we said we needed a body. And then we got one and it's like, this is what we got.
So he's not a meat cutter. He just like.
No, there is no, I'm the meat cutter.
All right. So he a produce guy or sanitational guy. And the reason why I keep saying sanitational guy, it's those guys that like grab the buggies and push the buggies in, and matter of fact, agree.
Oh, the buggy people. The buggy people. Well, no, because he has Well, that's the thing. Like he got two jobs. One is working in the meat department, and the other one he works for the people that like do our floors and stuff.
Yeah.
And he half ass do that. Yeah, he leaves streaks. He leaves streaks on the floor. He don't fill up the toilet paper in the bathroom. I'm just saying, these are the things that I hear about him. So, but I don't want to consume all the time. Because
he had something in his ear, so he had to go.
And he was hot, but I'm not gonna consume all the time. I know y'all got some too, so I'm gonna let y'all go and go.
Well, I will say I had one. I call him the finger man. So I will go and make deliveries, right? Every time I get there and fill up the cooler, throwing the cans in, get ready to take the order. He'd be like, yeah, my man, let me get two of those, my man. Come get three of those. And the next thing I know, I hear a finger snap. Fill me up, my man. I was like, should you snap your finger at me like I'm a dog or something? No, come on, my man. You my man. And then he'll snap his finger again. I'll be like, yo, it's so many times I just want to kick your whole fucking cool over. But then I'll be like, you know what? That would not be professional. And this was something that would go, it wouldn't be every time, because I went to him like every 2 weeks. I would say at least once a month. On his delivery, he would do that. He'll come around that corner and like clockwork, he got his khaki shorts on with his Jesus sandal 13s, toenails hanging off the side, and it'd be, come on, fill me up, my man. Finger snaps like we had Del Porter Jam. Like we had Del Porter Jam. And it's like, dude, really? I say that was probably, he wasn't the worst person I dealt with, but it'll be, you know, he'd be cool some days and then other days he'd pull that stunt. And then he always was trying to get a deal. And it'd be like, won't you go ahead and give me another dollar or two off, my man? Yeah, no, I can't do that. Won't you go ahead and get some more racks in your cooler, then I can go ahead and set you up. Ah, my man. We talk about it next time, my man. So him, he was one that aggravated the living hell out of me. And then I had a stalker watcher at one of my other accounts when I had first started there. And literally, I don't know if that was his wife or girlfriend, but she was cool. I roll the stuff in. She'd check it in. She would literally be cool. I'm going in the cooler. She let me know, hey, stack this over here, stack this over there. If you don't mind, you can just fill in the holes I created for you. All right, cool. It's your account. I got you. Literally, I stand on the ladder, and as soon as I look down, he'll be on the opposite side of the cooler door, and I just see eyes staring at me. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, why are you watching me? And then once you start feeling it to where I can't see his eyes, Then the cooler door opened up, and literally he'd be standing beside me, watching me, while I fill the cooler up. And I'd be like, you know what's other stuff you could be doing, right? Like, I seen, like, dirt and shit right there by the door. You could be sweeping that. You got other stuff that need to be filled in this cooler. There's no need for you standing beside me watching. You know, you can fill that up if you want to. Just do something other than watch me work. And he would, and I always call him the cooler stalker guy. He'd just be eyes every time, like clockwork. You know. Dang. That's pretty much, yeah, it would be just, it was funny. It'd be funny at first, and then it'd just be like, yeah, now this shit right here just is getting a little creepy. And so I will say, you know what? What's another one I had?
Okay.
Now, me and my current girlfriend, she's current now. At the time we wasn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Now at the time we wasn't. We had just met. And we go up in this Walmart and they have so many out of dates on the shelf. You know, this was when I used to sling chips. So I get this. She just got chips just all over the flow boxes. I was like, what is all this? She said, this is fucking out of dates. Look at all this shit. Now, if you ask her, she's going to say, I'm the one did it. But,
yeah,
you know, y'all know her. Y'all know. You can't.
Yeah, we know it was you that did it. We know that was you that did it.
I'll tell you what, you think you know somebody? And then.
I know you.
That's right.
I know you. I'm just saying.
This is why you got one guy that be moist at work. You got another one that pass out and piss on himself in the bathroom. All I'm saying just is,
saying. Oh, I mean, it just sounds like
just
you.
Say,
it just say it, to me, it sounded like that was you that threw the chips on the floor.
Yep.
And they were out of date.
They were out of date. They should have been gone. It wasn't my store. It wasn't my people's store. It wasn't her people's store either. Hypothetically speaking, if it was me, I found it funny, you know, because I ain't never seen no shit like that. I mean, like, you don't give a shit about your store, and the store doesn't give a shit about them selling these old stale goddamn chips that was on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, you know, I'm going to go ahead and pass it now, you know.
So my question to you is, like, you said the stale chips?
Yeah, they were stale. They were probably good. Like, month and a half out of date.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking, like, okay, so like when you have stale chips and all that stuff like that, chips are not really stale. I mean, like for me now, I done walked in a couple of different kind of stores and all that stuff like that, and I done picked up a bag of chips that like pushed up to, like, you know, FIFO, right? You know, first in, yeah, first out, right? Yeah. And you know, sometime if it's the 23rd, sometime it's say the 20th. Mm-hmm. And man, them things fresh, man. You know what I mean? So like, by you used to doing what you do and all that stuff like that, I mean, like, the chips wasn't stale. It wasn't stale to me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, am it depends on how you looking at it. Depends on how you looking at it. But yeah, to your point, yes, it is. Now I will say, what month was the 23rd, and what month was the other ones behind it? Because sometimes you will go in, and it may be the 23rd of January,
mm-hmm,
and you saying, "Oh shoot, I still got 3 days left," but then you get in the middle, it may be February,
yeah,
2022,
yeah.
And you wondering, like, why is that bag dusty? It's already soggy and sitting in. It reminds you of a beanbag chair that somebody just got up out of. How it just sits there. Yeah, it looked like that. I mean, it's always worse.
Yeah, I mean, and you know the thing about it too, like, for me, like, by me being in a little restaurant business and all that stuff like that, I done had a bunch of garbage work environment, you know what I'm saying? You definitely have that one person that they supposed to do what they supposed to be doing, but they dependent on somebody else to do it. You know, you'll have a prep person that's supposed to be prepping the whole prep sheet, but half prep the prep sheet, and you come to find out that you running out of item at 7 o'clock, and you know, dinner just starting, you know what I'm saying? From 6 to 9 o'clock, that's your busiest time inside some of these restaurants and all this stuff like that. So my problem was that when I used to work at this certain restaurant long, long time ago when I first got here, when I moved down here and all that stuff like that, I had this one particular person that they act like they couldn't even like really read the prep sheet. You know what I mean? I prepped it. Okay, so if it says 9, then you only prepping 6. If it says potato gratin, you only prepping, like we put on the sheet like 10, you only prepping like 6 or 5 and all that stuff like that. So my question to you guys is like, why that happened? I mean, like, why do people actually think that it's okay to actually shortchange and then make the struggle real for you? Like, bro, you just said a few minutes ago, Gerard, you just said, you know, you had that one guy that peed on himself and all that stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, why people do that? Why people think that it's okay to, you know, make you work more than what you're supposed to be working, but with the same pay, you know what I mean? And they'll join their pay now. Think about it now. They'll join their pay with the fullest, but we have to actually cover up for them, I mean, for their shortcoming.
Mm-hmm. Well, lazy. I still hold true, lazy. But the thing about with that one guy, technically how it's supposed to go, you know what I'm saying? You go in the meat department, and with the company I work for, you do 6 months. 6 months as a meat clerk. After 6 months, you can go into the apprenticeship program to be a meat cutter. Mm-hmm. So after, after the pee on himself incident happened, and he came to me and he was like, so when do I start training? I said, training for what? I said, you're in training now. And he was like, to be a meat cutter. I said, oh, you gotta wait 6 months. I said, first off, you gotta learn how to be a clerk first. And you're not here enough for me to show you the thing that I need to show you, because you always have an excuse.
Yeah.
You cut your finger and you had to go to the emergency room. Mind you, I see your hands. I see no cut, no stitches, no nothing. So, I mean, you're not going to be. And I was honest with him the other day. And I told him, I was like, yeah, you're not going to be a meat cutter. Not now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wait a little bit longer now, because you're still within your 90 days and you've missed more days than anybody that I know on a trial 90 days. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it was like, well, how much do a meat cutter make? Mm-hmm. Why are you worrying about that? You are a meat clerk. Worry about being a clerk first.
Yeah. So a meat clerk is that type of person that just wrap the meat for you guys, like it go through the machine.
They supposed to, but it's more to it. Meat clerks, they watch the counter, they supposed to wrap the meat, but he doesn't know how to wrap, so I wrap my own, the meat that I cut, I wrap it myself. You know, just keep the stuff full, keep chicken full, keep ground beef full. So it's like, and sometimes work the truck.
Yeah, and what you mean by keeping it full is like, He coming out and rotating everything like that's in the meat counter, like on the other side for the customers to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just my thing, you know, like how the way you passionate about, how the way we passionate about what we do and all that stuff like that. We have a lot of people that's not passionate about what they do, you know? I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
when you wake up early in the morning, I mean, like, we don't roll out of bed and say we don't want to go to work. We roll out of bed and say, oh, man, I got to go to work. And once we get there and all that stuff like that and get it moving and all that, we have people coming and they telling us about their day and blah, 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 and all that stuff like that. And then we like, man, it can't be that bad. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, when I used to work at this one little restaurant and all that stuff like that, long time ago when I first got up here, man, I had to deal with a lot more than just that one person. We got a message.
All right.
Hey, meat clerks make good fucking money. I know this because the first place I ever lived in was owned by a meat clerk slash meat cutter. There was five or six of us renting rooms all through the joint. He didn't run... didn't run high value for all the rooms, but he had enough rooms in it that he was making ends meet. There's a difference between a meat cutter and a stupid meat cutter. Like, if he's spending all his shit on crack whores and long shots, well. Guess you're not going to be saving too goddamn much. But the meat fucking cutter I knew, he was a smart motherfucker. He was making.
Oh, my man.
Wow.
And you know what? MVP.
And you
yes,
know what?
Sir.
And I like that, what he said, man. He was a smart person and all that stuff like that. But this guy right here, he's a meat clerk. Right? Right, bro?
Yeah, he's a meat clerk. And that's the thing with certain companies and what he's right. Most companies, meat clerks make good money. But the company I work for, I'm going to be honest with you. Meat clerks don't make shit. I'm going to keep it real with you. They don't make shit. So sometimes you're going to get what you pay for. So if you paying these people that low, you know what I'm saying, that wage or whatever, you're gonna get what you ask for. But you know, his, like I said, dude was like emphatic about being a meat cutter, and I'm like, nah, you no, it ain't gonna happen, not right now.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen right now. So
but do you think that's why he, in the beginning when you told him that about the 6 months, you think maybe that's what altered in him his drive, and he was just on that, like, whatever, then it'll come when it'll come, maybe.
No,
because I told him about the 6 months after he peed on himself. He came in the door with the bullshit. but it was like either accept the bullshit that he's bringing or me do an open to close every day.
Yeah.
And they was already complaining about the hours, the overtime hours that I was getting, because I was averaging 20 plus hours of overtime.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah.
So
brother, I'm kind of concerned about him actually being able to cut meat when he pee on himself. I mean, like, not even true. Cut meat, but touching anything, dealing with the fact that he is incompetent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you, because the company I work for, they changing their, like, the what we're supposed, you know what I'm saying, our uniform colors. So it's like,
yeah,
he had on black pants. What I think, this is what he did. I think he didn't want to close, because that was the other thing. He didn't want to close, and he would always question, why don't you close? Because I'm the fucking manager. That's why I don't fucking close. And that was like basically how I said it. But I think what it was, he was feeling some type of way one day. He went upstairs, went to the bathroom, took some water, threw it on his pants, and said he peed on himself. That's what I think he did.
There he is.
I don't really think, because my thing is, if you peed on yourself, it's not like you're driving home. He rides the bus. So it would have been smarter. I mean, it sounds kind of fucked up. It would have been smarter for him to dry off at work than to sit out in the cold and supposedly pissed on himself and ride the bus home.
He said he wouldn't risk it because it wasn't hot outside, so it wouldn't be hot piss.
So we got a message. We got two messages from Chris.
All right. The guy I'm talking about, he was in a union. I can't remember the name of the fucking... I don't know the name of the union. I can't even remember the name of the damn grocery store. But the union was hired on by the grocery store, obviously. And it's like 17 years he's in the... Or I think... Well... As long as I've known it, so maybe he's still in the business. If he is, it's been going on like 40 fucking years he's been in the shit. But I hear you there. I hear you here. I hear. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. But he invested his money wisely. You know, bad jobs, fucking, you know, bad. A lot of.
Oh, real quick before you play the next message.
Whoa! This dude, that's.
I was going to say, I know exactly what he's talking about. I don't know the story he's talking about, but I know what he, as far as like, that's like in the South, because we're in, I'm in North Carolina, so we don't have the union. So the goal is to try to keep the union out. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the wages are different. It's going to be more because you're, I guess, dealing with the union. But that's why our wages are a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's not comparable to the people up north.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Before you play the next message, I want to say to the listeners in the room, y'all have any garbage work environment stories, please feel free to leave us a message.
Please do.
All right, we're going to run the second message. My bad.
No, you good.
Whoa! This dude literally had a pee on himself problem with his deal with fucking... For real? Just tell him lightly. We have room in other departments for you, like maybe the sanitation department, as opposed to the meat department.
Exactly.
Because we've come to a, anyway. Forget about the consensus. Oh my God, I didn't know that was a thing. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what he said. And we don't have a sanitation department.
Yeah,
you're going to need one. What we do is they have an outside source. Like I said, the people that do the floors, they also come in and do the bathrooms and stuff. So
yeah,
we don't really have a sanitation department.
Yeah. Got another message.
Uh-oh.
All right.
No, I'm from Canada. And if you don't unionize up here, you're gonna be pretty much making, you're gonna be sewing shirts together on a fucking line. You got to get in a union. That's the only way you can actually fight for your respect. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know the thing about a union, and that's a good idea, but you know. A union, man, like, oh, once you get the union to come in, like, it's a lot of good stuff that happens, and then a company lose control of certain things. That's why, like you said earlier, that, you know, your job, you don't have a union there, you know? Certain places do, you know? My aunt, she worked, where she worked at, they have a union. So like when COVID happened and all that stuff like that, that union made sure that she was able to actually receive some kind of benefit or some kind of work or some kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah, he 100% right. I mean, with that union stuff though.
Shoot, I know that. Yeah. I know that that former place I worked at, Slinging Them Chips. Union, anybody speak of union, you are out the door, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
They shut that down immediately.
I want to thank Kia the Key for being here. Q Black, Ms. Frank Cola, Brianna, Chris, Houston. Appreciate y'all being here with us. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
You go ahead with the message.
Mind you, unions can be created by said sects,
mm-hmm.
which will ultimately just try to control the fuck out of you. So you gotta be into a good union or create a good union, and never sell out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that sounds like a person who done dealt with the union before, and which is a good thing. You know what I mean? So he's speaking facts on just the union in general. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know. Is the airport part of a union? Like some of those airport workers are, you know, are they a part of the union?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
That I'm not sure.
I mean, so
I know.
No, go ahead, bro.
Oh, no, you go ahead. You did hear what now?
No, I was just thinking it's now like when people go on strike and all that stuff like that, and they want the union to actually step up for them and all that stuff like that towards the bigger company. I was just thinking a few minutes ago how that worked, you know what I mean? Because, like, once again, I'm not a part of a union, and I don't think none of us on the phone is a part of a union. But at the end of the day, it would be nice to know some information about that, you know what I'm saying, how that worked, you know?
Yeah. That is true. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about this one. I had a rainy delivery when I was, you know, slinging those cans of energies. So, I'll make this real quick. I was at one of my stops. Essentially, I was at a grocery store. I pull up to the back, hit the buzzer. It's raining. Nobody want to come to the back. I walk all the way around the building. Go inside. I see the store manager smoking a cigarette outside. Go in. I make my order. Come back outside. He see me walking around the building. And I'm hitting the buzzer. Nobody is coming. I'm paging. Somebody will be back there for you in a minute. Nobody shows up. I hop back in the truck. I call my DM. I say, hey, I'm about to dip. They know I'm out here. Fuck it. I'm gone. He said, hey, do what you got to do, Poppy. All right, I'm gone. So what I did was I literally drove around the building, right? So when I looped around, I went right across the front of the building. So he was, because he was still standing outside, he was on the phone. So he looked at me and I drove real slow and I just looked at him. And so he could see me leave the parking lot and head on to my next stop. Mm-hmm. Whole store was wiped out. I go back the next week. He's like, hey, man, I don't know what happened to you last week. I said, oh, I was standing outside in the rain and nobody wanted to open the door. I said, it's funny how everybody seen me walk in the front door, walk out the front door. People standing outside smoking on their phone. So you get no service. You get no service. After that, I hit that buzzer. That door was swinging open. Because it was like, hey, I'll leave your shit. I don't have to come back here. So you get nothing. And those cans that I was sending was like crack to these people. So you know they were not finna go empty handed for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Damn.
All right, play the message.
I'm just speaking facts for the workforce in general. For everybody that moves forward, if they try to slam you into a fucking union, which they will, for whatever you're going to do, whether it be making fucking toothpicks or fucking making sandwiches or making fucking cars or whatever the fuck it is, they're going to slam you into a fucking union. And know the difference between the good and the bad. Like, understand the inheritance of the business. Understand the inheritance of the grace of man. Understand your worth. No company, no any entity is worth anything without people behind it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 100%. I mean, like, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it take a whole, like, what they used to say, a whole village, a whole army for a village or something like that. I might be quoting it wrong. But you know, you definitely need all your supporting cast to actually help out the situation, you know? Yeah, he's right.
True.
Well, I got another one. This one is this is when I worked for the same company, but I worked in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So it was me and this other black guy. We were both, you know, both managers. And one day I was supposed to work the late shift. And he was supposed to, you know, do the morning shift. So if you do the morning shift, that means you got to do the order for the truck that comes in the next day. So he called me and he was like, "Hey, you mind coming in?" He's an older guy or whatever. And it was like, I said, "What you need me to come in early for?" And he was like, "I'm still having problems making out the order." And I was like, "Damn, you've been a manager like longer than me." I said, "All right, cool, I'll come in." So I'm making out the order. I'm all in the cooler, inventorying, you know, doing the inventory. So I could write my order out. So did my order. Next thing I know, you know, so now it's time to cut meat. So now I'm on the block cutting meat. So there was this lady, meat cutter, woman meat cutter. She was across from me and she looked at me and she said, "I finally got his ass." I said, "What are you talking about?" So the seafood manager, he turned around and he asked her, he was like, "Do you want to, you know, by law, I have to ask you, do you want to report this? Report what happened?" And I'm like, "Well, what the fuck happened?" I'm like, I'm not understanding what happened. But see, I'm in the cooler, so I don't know what was going on in our office. So she told me and she was like, I'm about to say his name, but said that he sexually harassed me.
Oh,
and I was like, he sexually harassed you. I mean, what happened? So she had, you know what I'm saying? She had bought some food or whatever, and she brought it in the office and said he grabbed her to hug her and was, this is her words, he was humping her leg. So
there he is. Jesus.
I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, so what are you going to do? Because I can't be a witness because I didn't see it. So it's like, right. So she said she wanted to turn it in. So the seafood manager, you know, he went to the store manager, said something to him. So they took her in the office. Mind you, how I led off with that story, what the events was, she said, "I finally got his ass." So she went in the office and she didn't keep that same energy. She went in the office and she was just like, started crying. So when she started crying, you know, the manager, he trying to console, not, you know, console her, like, he didn't have his hands on her, but he was trying to, like, "Oh, you know, are you okay?" Stuff like that. And she was like, "I felt his penis on my leg."
Oh, Lord.
I see. So what ended up happening was he lied for 7 whole days. 7 days straight he lied. Because they had to investigate. And then they finally, they told him if he tells the truth, they were going to let him get his bonus. And he can resign and it wouldn't, I guess, follow him to wherever else he was gonna go work.
Yeah.
And that's when he finally told the truth. Yeah.
I mean, like,
Jesus.
He was there. He was humping the shit out of her goddamn leg. I was like, what the fuck? I like, come on, dude. But that was the thing. And then it was like, no, but I ain't finished. After he left, he had three more cases right behind that
one. Oh, he's a habitual line stepper.
Yeah, because one of the girls was one of the girls was autistic. And I remember, because I remember that night, me and him worked together, and the girl was, I think she was going on vacation, and she would always come to the meat department and tap on the lobster tank. You know what I'm saying? That's what she had to do it every day. So she was like, she said his name, and she was like, well, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to the beach. And he was like, how would he say? He was like, all right, well, have fun. Bring me something back or something like that. And she looked at him and said, I'm going to give you what you're asking for. So that made me think that he had been saying stuff to her before.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after he left, her parents, I guess she told her parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess in, you know, conversation, she said whatever the things he must have been saying to her. He had a whole nother case right behind it. So in the end, he had four total cases of sexual harassment. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I remember my cousin. He had an old humper. His humper used to be, and what I call a humper is a person that, like, you put your leg down, they humping your leg. My cousin, man, his dog was a humper. I mean, you put your leg down, he just humping your leg, and he just moving fast. So I believe the humper. I believe it. You know what I'm saying? A dang on my cousin dog. I remember back in long time ago, man, when I used to live down south. Well, I still live down south, but every time I used to go to his house, man, I mean, like, the freaking dog used to come and to hump my freaking leg. You know, so your guy, man, he might have got it from the dog. Like, I mean, like,
well, I mean, he had, but see, that was the thing, though. He had stuff following him from another, because because he was married. So that man was, he was,
so
at that time, he was.
So basically, he was church.
Now, at this time, he was 59. His wife was 28. So it was like they met 28. And they met at one of the other, you know, grocery stores or whatever. And he had a case there. So he left there. And that's how it ended up where, you know, working the same company together. So the crazy thing was, it was the first time I met his family. So I'm coming out of the office. This is like before the whole sexual harassment thing. But I was coming out of the office and he was like, hey, Drog, you know, come meet my family. All right, cool. I walk over there, see his wife, spoke to her, spoke to his stepson. And then, like I said, he's 59, she's 28. They had a three-year-old.
59,
and the three-year-old was, you know, playing with the lobster tank. That little boy turned around, and I just was like, damn. That baby looks so damn old. I ain't never seen nothing like that. The last time I saw something like that was when I seen Benjamin Buttons. I don't talk shit about nobody's kids, but that was the oldest looking baby I ever seen in my life.
So think about it.
He had so many wrinkles and a receding hairline. I said, damn.
So maybe the baby that was in the womb, maybe the baby was already like 10 years old inside her womb. Maybe. Let's think.
That boy, he said
sound
that
like
boy
that
was
baby
three.
Was.
That little boy looked like he was 43.
Sound like that little boy had a shot of Hennessy and he was looking for a pack of Winstons.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we got three messages.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. If anybody have any, you know what I'm saying, as far as like work stories, just drama, just bullshit or whatever, just leave us a message. We'll
absolutely
play it. All right.
I think the quote was, it takes an entire village to raise a child. There's a lot of other ones, but I think that one's the one.
Play the next one.
I have to give you a little bit of my own. It literally did take a village to raise this child, because my parents fucked off. My father was an alcoholic. My mother was a cuckoo cachoo. And my aunt and uncle raised me for the first couple years. And then they tossed me off to these randoms in town. And then I got tossed around this town like 5, 6, 7 times.
Oh, Lord.
But thank Christ, none of them tried to sell me, rape me, any of that. They were all good people. I know I won the fucking lottery when it comes to that shit. I 100% did. And it did take a village.
All right, play the last one.
I'm not all jacked out, brothers. I tell you, I swear to you. I'll be the first in the corner. I'll be the last out the fucking bar. I'll be the last. I'm the last idiot. I'm definitely not a fucking disrespectful idiot. Sometimes I gotta drink a little more just to hang out, and then I end up the idiot. But it came from a great place. And don't West Side me because I get all fucked up. Everybody gets all fucked up. We gotta chill. We gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta be what we gotta be. I love you guys. And not because, well, I don't even fucking know y'all. I get it. But I still got fucking love for you, and that's crazy, right? But don't fucking matter. I still fucking love you. Hold your shit.
Man, we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Chris, man. That's what's up. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead and finish your message up, because you did get cut off, so we want to finish in what you were saying.
Dude, I mean, I done had a couple of people that was a bunch, I mean, like, alcoholic. I used to work, let me tell y'all this, man. When I used to live down in Charleston a long, long time ago, when I first started off, I used to work at this place called Jellix. And the place, well, they eventually turned it to name Jonas. And I worked down there for a long period of time, man. And I can honestly tell you this. I started off at the age 15 washing dishes, man. We used to have this one individual, man. He used to be the sous chef there. That joker used to drink so much, man. He used to drink all the cooking wine. He used to always drink all the wine. He used to drink the liquor. He used to drink every single thing. But that joker used to be a good cook. He used to actually be a really, really good cook. I mean, he used to curse you up at the end of the night. He used to call me Colonel. He used to be like, Colonel! I'm like, man, I was 15 years old. He was calling me Colonel. You know what I'm saying? And I think the passion that he had and all that stuff like that, even though I didn't understand, like, when it came down to, like, 10 o'clock at night when I had all them dishes and all that stuff that to wash, you know, I never, ever could understand why he used to call me Colonel. Why, I mean, like, why he drank so much. But that joke he used to drink, man. And I'm telling you, like, and it didn't face him. He was able to do his job and walk out of them doors with the, you know, like, he was good at what he does. You know, I mean, what he did. I mean, like, most people always say people who drink, they don't know what they're doing and all that stuff like that. They don't understand. But that's not, I don't think that's true all the time, because a lot of people, the truth come out when a lot of people drink, you know what I mean? You understand them better when they come out. That's when you have the best conversation with a person who drank and all that stuff like that. Well, most people now, you know what I'm saying? I might be wrong for saying this, but I'd rather sometimes listen to a person who's been drinking than listen to a person not drinking, you know what I'm saying? And that's just me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just keeping
it. I will say, unless they are pissing and shitting in a bucket, you never know.
I tried. I really tried. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't saying nothing else. We have a message. I ain't fooling with y'all tonight.
Some alcoholics are pieces of shit. They're just purely pieces of shit. Other alcoholics, they're just trying to deal. That's where I'm at. I'm just dealing with shit. If I don't drink, my nerves within my system will crush me. Mm. So I have to let loose. Mm-hmm. I have to let go. Life and society and the mental stress is if you want to take on a lot of shit, you're going to have to subside, and I drink. And, oh, to finish the, I got fucking nothing but fucking love for you. Hey, you can't knock that just because they might be poor doesn't mean they fucking ain't cool. That just because they pissing and shit in a bucket and they got no fucking lights on doesn't mean they fucking down. That ain't mean they ain't real. Mm.
Oh yeah, nah, Chris, that's not what the it's more like an inside joke. It had nothing to do with that. What you talking about?
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with what you saying.
And you know, the mental health part of it is like every single one of us on this phone probably goes with something mental health wise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be anything that we dealing with. It could be like work. And work could be a mental health issue. You know what I'm saying? Our car could be a mental health issue because we can't get a new car. You know what I'm saying? But when you're dealing with mental health and all that stuff like that, it's always going to be a struggle because you want to be the best that you can be in life. You know what I'm saying?
Before I play that message, and I agree, that was an inside joke, but it was an inside joke. That was a lie that was told about Roe. And you know what I'm saying? That's where it came from. So instead of us being mad and going after the person, we just gonna make it. We're gonna make it a joke. But that's where it came from.
And but people, yeah, so Chris, I want to say I do apologize for taking that moment to. Not gonna lie, I flow in the moment. So when it hit, I was already laughing to myself. So it came out.
I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I was gonna say it crossed my mind to say it, but you just beat me to it. Because people that's close to me know the liar that I'm talking about. So that is why.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna say a name, but they know the liar. So yeah. I'm just saying. But let me play this message.
Oh, okay.
Well, can't forgive me for not being a part of an inside joke. Enlighten me.
Yeah, we already cleared that up before. That message came through before I said what I said.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you know, the thing about it too, man, like I find myself like right now in my work environment, I find myself being more, because you don't know who to trust these days. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so I can actually honestly say that if I'm talking to my brothers on his phone and all that stuff like that, and we all work together, and one of my brothers sit there and they repeat something that we have a conversation about, then I'm like, and somebody else hear it and they like twist it and all that stuff like that. You know, we sit there and we be like, okay, man, why this happened? Why that happened and all that stuff like that? But sometimes good information is the best information. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people don't want to actually hear about the good information. A lot of people don't want to hear that you doing this, you doing that and all that stuff like that. It's not that you bragging or you boasting about yourself and all that stuff like that. It's that you already achieved what you needed to achieve, but you still you're still working and striving for the best, you know? And a lot of people don't want to see us as individual strive for the best that we can, you know, that we can achieve. You know what I mean? If that make any sense in the world, yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Well, we got a message from my teammate, Queen Donatello.
Queen?
Good evening, fellas. G-Man, Ro, teammates. G, how y'all doing? Shout out to the room. Grand Saturday evening to everybody up in here. I love how you're talking so much more, G. Y'all bring out something else than him, guys. So, great podcast. Y'all doing a great job. And just keep on going.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to bring the same energy to Three Voices, One Mic. So.
And I'm not going to lie. Every time you leave a message, I will always say, Queen.
Queen. We got one more from Chris.
And you're doing what you can without, I don't, no names need to be dropped, but I get it. And apparently, it's a lot more than a shit bucket. Apparently, there goes a little bit deeper, and I get it. No names, no blah, blah, blah. Get it. Cheers. Hey, is everyone still alive? I think that's the most important part. Is we're all still alive? No one's fucking gone sideways on this shit? Everything's cool.
Well, let me go ahead and round this one out, and then we can... What? Yeah.
I hope you don't mind, but just through talking to me, I've made y'all famous. Every single one in this room now has just jumped in infamy. Now, forgive the. It's not a pun. It's literal. And you might get. People might not like you. So just forgive me, because there's a lot of crazy people out there.
All right, we got one more from my teammate again.
Chris, I promise you, if they dropped that person's name, you wouldn't know him no way. Mm. You would not know him no way.
Oh is my God!
Delusional.
Queen. Oh.
That's why I said that's my teammate right there. But all right, y'all, it's 8:03. Do we wanna keep it going for a little bit longer, or we wanna go ahead and close it out?
We can go another. Y'all cool, we can go another 15-20 if y'all cool with it.
I'm cool with it. What's up, y'all?
You know, for me personally, like, I remember, man, when I was younger and all that stuff like that, I don't know if you guys remember that you seen your grandmama, your granddad, and they had them little outhouses and all that stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We used to call that the crap bucket. They used to have them, remember the water? I mean, like, it used to be like, it wasn't a running water, but it was a pump. Used to have like certain things on the pump to actually get the pump to work and the water to go to the house and all that stuff like that. So I already experienced that kind of stuff. I already seen how the way it looked when I used to live down in the South, you know what I'm saying? Even though I still living in the South. But I'm just saying in general that it's a lot of stuff that we can talk about. But then like when you talk about workplace garbage, man, look, I'm telling you, it's a bunch of workplace garbage that goes on in life. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know, already experienced that. You know what I mean? And I keep saying this, and every time we talk on the phone and all that stuff like that, our parents actually give us the best work ethic in the world. A lot of people don't like how the way we work, so they jealous how the way we do things and all that stuff like that, how the way we move and all that stuff like that, because they jealous. Because they don't have that work ethic in them. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, it's a plus to be able to work and know how you are. I mean, like, cause you know, with where you working at, Gerard, and where you working at, Roe, and all that stuff like that. I bet you any money they appreciate the heck of what you guys doing. You know what I'm saying? And then when we got these lazy people we work, we got to tolerate them in order for us to have a day off.
Yeah.
Right about that.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna lie. For one point, I wasn't getting a day off. It was like, I was literally running that department by myself for the last 4.5 months. So I was averaging about 65 and 67 hours a week.
That check look good.
Oh yeah, I'm complaining now because they done chopped my shit all the way down. I think right now I'm at like at 45 or 46 hours now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, once that check start looking good, man, you can buy a lot of stuff. And then, you know, the most important thing too, man, is that God always come in the time that we need him to come in. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, when we need money, it seemed like, man, all of a sudden we get all these hours and all this stuff. And we don't know why the tires in our car happen or something, the check engine light or whatever happened in life. But then we are able to actually, you know, take care of whatever we need to take care of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got two more messages.
Got two more.
I have two or three more beer in the fridge. I'm in.
My man.
I like to leave two in the fridge for when I get home. So, but I'm gonna burn into my shit because I love you.
Play the next one.
To be frank, I got a jacked up worth ethic installed in me. They said, work hard, keep your head down, you get a raise. And I understood that. It makes sense. But I worked hard, kept my head down. Worked harder, kept my head down. End up doing my job plus everyone else's fucking job. Never got a fucking raise. That would have never happened. I didn't understand the corporate side of work hard and keep your head down, which was lie, 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 lie. Turns out, if you do work hard and keep your head out of all of everyone else's bullshit, do what you're doing, you can get your shit done.
True.
See me coming
from.
Oh yeah, real quick. I was gonna save it till the end, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it now. Three voices, one mic was added to. It's called Black Podcasting. Mm-hmm. It's the number one urban podcasting platform, and we were added.
Congratulations!
Absolutely. Me. My teammate, Queen Donatella, my other teammate, Miss Cheesecake. And soon, Run and Tell That Podcast will also be added to that platform. So I just want to thank Queen Donatella. I want to thank Miss Cheesecake. Without them, we wouldn't be on there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Because
I didn't talk much. So they carried me a lot, those five episodes. I'm not gonna lie, they carried me. So I just wanna, you know, give my appreciation out to them. And then like I said, I appreciate G-Man, I appreciate you, Ro, you know what I'm saying, us going into this. So I couldn't find the perfect people to do this, to go on this journey on with. And I appreciate both podcasts.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
And we got a message for my teammate,
Queen.
Oh, and definitely is gonna have to be coming to the motherfucking airwaves near you. One big old collaboration. Yeah, I can't wait. Look, I'm just pressing that upon y'all, but I think it would be so fun.
And I'm gonna tell you the crazy thing was, I mentioned it to Ro about us doing, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, because season two for Three Voices is gonna be in the middle of us rap, you know what I'm saying, of this season of Run and Tell That podcast. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying, us, the five of us together, I think that would be crazy.
Oh yeah.
I think that would be crazy. So I can't wait.
Down for it.
And I'll try to make another announcement
all the time.
Well, you gonna say it. I already know you're gonna say it.
No, I'm just gonna say try not to say it all the time.
The other announcement I have is we will only be doing 5 audio. Well, as far as Run and Tell That, so we will only do 5 episodes on stereo, and the other 5 will be on YouTube. So we only have, after tonight, we only have 2 more episodes left on stereo. And then we'll move it on to YouTube. So.
Okay.
Y'all be on the lookout for that. And also, 3 Voices, 1 Mic will also be on YouTube at some point in season 2. I think I'll go ahead and wrap up all of my announcements. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, you're fine. That'd be cool. Are you gonna run that last message real quick?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and run Chris out.
Alright.
That fell short. It turns out if you work hard and keep your head down and do what you're going to do for yourself, you can accomplish that. But do not do it for anybody else. Unless you're configured in some sort of embrace, they're 100% going to fuck you. This is money, and money is money. And when it comes down to it, honey, I've seen mothers crawl over grandmothers, crawl over whatever. People get fucking stupid. So accomplish your task before going.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though he got a bunch of beer in the refrigerator, what do you say? He got about 2 more left?
Yeah.
He said he got about 2 more left?
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually speaking that knowledge when it comes down to like certain situations. You know what I mean? Like, once again, you never ever know what someone else is dealing with. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
And I want to thank everybody that came by tonight. Right now is Chris Lamia, Miss Frank Cola, my teammate Queen Donatella, and Chris. Appreciate y'all coming, you know, stopping through.
Oh yeah, we got another one.
The only way I could steer you wrong is I was blind as a bat, deaf as a fucking post, and as mute as a fucking stone.
Yes. Yes, sir. And on that note,
all right.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Chris.
Yes.
I do too. Made it an eventful episode tonight.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this one on up. We appreciate everybody that listened tonight. Make sure to be on the lookout for 3 Voices 1 Mic season 2. And our email is 3Voices1Mic22@gmail.com. Make sure y'all leave a message so you can speak into the mic. And y'all got anything else?
Nah, I just want to thank everybody just for just being here today. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Run and Tell That Pod. podcast 24.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And if you want to email us about any topics that you want us to do or about the topics we've done so far, you can email us at runandtellthatpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We want to do, we're looking at doing the shows that's going to be focused directly on y'all, the listeners. Give us anything you're going through, anything you would like for us to, what's the best way to put it? I want to say give our commentary on it, but even if it's a story you see, you want to give our commentary on it, or, you know, you have a question, anything, just, you know, let us know, reach out to us, and we would love to do a full episode on it, giving back to y'all, because it's been very enjoyable these first three episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I got one last thing to say. If you want to fuck with podcasts that talk about their studios and
Jesus Christ,
always making them noises after they take a drink, you know what I'm saying? You know, come run and tell that. I'm out.
Peace.
Stupid.